The change of seasons was upon the four lands as late summer faded slowly into autumn. Gone were the long, still days of mid-year where sweltering heat slowed the pace of life, and there was a sense of having time enough for anything. Though summer's warmth lingered, the days had begun to shorten, the humid air to dry, and the memory of life's immediacy to reawaken. The signs of transition were all about. In the forests of Shady Vale, the leaves had already begun to turn. Bryn Ohmsford paused by the flower beds that bordered the front walkway of her home, losing herself momentarily in the crimson foliage of the old maple that shaded the yard beyond. It was a massive thing, its trunk broad and gnarled. Bryn smiled. That old tree was the source of many childhood memories for her. Impulsively, she stepped off the walkway and moved over to the aged tree. She was a tall girl, taller than her parents or her brother Jer, nearly as tall as Roan Lee. And although there was a delicate look to her slim body, she was as fit as any of them. Jer would argue the point, of course, but that was only because Jer found it hard enough as it was to accept his role as the youngest. A girl, after all, was just a girl. Her fingers touched the roughened trunk of the maple softly, caressing, and she stared upward into the tangle of limbs overhead. Long black hair fell away from her face, and there was no mistaking whose child she was. 20 years ago, Eritrea had looked exactly as her daughter looked now, from dusky skin and black eyes to soft, delicate features. All that Bryn lacked was her mother's fire. Jer had gotten that. Bryn had her father's temperament, cool, self-assured, and disciplined. In comparing his children one time, a time occasioned by one of Jer's more reprehensible misadventures, Will Ohmsford had remarked rather ruefully that the difference between the two was that Jer was apt to do anything, while Bryn was also apt to do it, but only after thinking it through first. Bryn still wasn't sure who had come out on the short end of that reprimand. Her hands slipped back to her sides. She remembered the time she had used the wish song on the old tree. She had still been a child, experimenting with the elven magic. It had been midsummer, and she had used the wish song to turn the tree's summer green to autumn crimson. In her child's mind, it seemed perfectly all right to do so, since red was a far prettier color than green. Her father had been furious. It had taken almost 3 years for the tree to come back again after the shock to its system. That had been the last time either she or Jer had used the magic when their parents were about.